Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Greetings, everyone. I am Dr. Tommy Watson, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast. We share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from adversity and failure to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway. We believe everyone has a story to tell and sell. If you want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com under the Million Dollar Business Pathway and get started to share your story. So, folks, are you guys ready for another amazing episode today? Joining me, I have the one and only Mark Loring. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm blessed, brother. How you feeling today?
Fantastic, man. Welcome to the podcast. Hey, Mark, for the folks who don't know you out there, can you briefly introduce yourself and let people know how to follow you or get a hold of you if they're interested?
Well, they can reach me, follow me on my Instagram at Mark Loring Apparel. That's Mark, MarkLoringApparel. You can also send me an email at mark@markloringapparel.com.
Awesome, man. So you got to go out there and support his clothing line and support him with the efforts of what he's doing. So Mark, as you know, our podcast centers on bringing amazing people like you on and having you talk us through one of your most difficult times. Now, you know, you're an entrepreneur, but you definitely had some tough times you had to endure on this journey to become the successful entrepreneur. So why don't you start off by telling the folks, what's been one of the biggest challenges you faced either personally or professionally?
I would probably say personally. You know, back as early as, 2018, I was homeless. Wow. You know, and being in that position was really, really tough for me. It was pretty much an unfair sided when it came to I was going through a divorce, you know, and back in 2017, which kind of led me to where the judge made it really one sided. And, you know, I couldn't afford at that particular time to even have a place to stay, you know. So for a while, you know, I was homeless for 2 years.
Yeah. So where were you staying at during that time?
I was staying in my car, to be honest with you. I was staying in my car, and I'm an avid book reader. So at that particular time, you know, I was staying in my car during the day. I was also working on my business. Yeah. Then I would get a gym membership. That's where I would go to work out, take my showers, change my clothes. On my days off, I would go to the library. You know, a lot of things I didn't know about the business. So I would go and study and learn and do a lot of research there.
Wow. That's amazing, Mark. And I really appreciate your transparency and sharing that story. And, you know, for folks out there who haven't been through a divorce before, or even know of individuals who've gone through it, they don't often see that side of things that the courts can possibly place one spouse in a situation where it's tough for them to survive. And you were certainly in that situation there as well. You know, talk to us about the feelings that kind of go through, that a person goes through, one, when that decision has been made by the judge, and then two, now you're spawning to a life where you can't even support yourself. What are some of the emotions and feelings that you have to deal with during that time?
Anger. because, you know, I was never around, or, you know, I was a husband, you know, a father, you know, and a great man, which I am still. And, you know, those feelings that I had were a lot of anger. You know, I was looking for help from my family. And a lot of times, you know, us as entrepreneurs and people with visions, we don't understand that, you know, God gave us the vision. And it's hard to show the vision to your family and they can't see it. And you're trying to tell them where you're going. You just need a little help. It was just a lot of feeling of abandonment.
Yeah.
Depression.
Yeah.
You know, and those are the biggest, I would say, emotions that I was feeling at the time. Anger, depressed, abandonment.
Yeah.
You know, and those are things that I had to overcome.
Yeah, Absolutely. And those are some real issues that a lot of people are dealing with in our society now. So what were some coping mechanisms that you turned to keep yourself afloat and moving forward? What did you turn to?
You know what? That's a good question. I honestly turned to God. You know, I began to pray a lot. You know, I had a lot of coworkers that when I was, they didn't even know I was homeless. You know, nobody really knew except really my close family and a couple of friends that I knew. But my coworkers, you know, listening to their stories, talking to them, encouraging them. And then in that, it was encouraging myself. you know, you never know how healing comes, but helping each other, you know, we always think about is about me. But in the midst of that, when you're talking to other people and you're praying, you're listening to the word, and, you know, there was a gentleman, you know, God rest his soul, his name was Pastor George Guilford. And he was a good spiritual counselor to me.
Okay. That's good. What was the best advice you received from him?
Wait on God.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times as human beings that we're very impatient. We want things to happen now. Yeah. And, you know, he would always tell me just to wait because, you know, it will happen. True. You know, the guy had you in this position for a reason.
Yeah.
And one thing that I had to learn was patience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some great advice there as well. You know, so as you look back today on your darkest day, Mark, what kept you from not giving up and just saying, hey, you know, I quit, man. I mean, you're living in a car, you're homeless, you've been, I mean, the court system is working against you in this situation here. What kept you saying, hey, man, forget it all, man, I'm giving up?
My kids.
Yeah.
My kids, you know, on, even though I was going through everything I was going through, I still maintained time with my kids.
Yeah.
Even though it was every other weekend, at the particular time, you know, I would go and rent out a hotel suite and the kids would love it. And we'd stay there for the whole weekend. I would still take them out to Chuck E. Cheese when they, you know, when they were a little smaller, and we go different places. And it was therapeutic for me, you know, just to see they didn't care, you know, what I had or what I didn't have. They just wanted that time. And for me, it was very therapeutic. It made me feel like that everything is not so bad.
Absolutely.
You know, and they motivated me to be stronger, to try harder, you know, to never give up.
Yeah.
And just to see the smiles on their faces and the things that they would tell me at the time, you know, because my son, one of my sons, he would, I think he noticed that I was homeless. And it was a culture shock for me.
Wow. Man, kudos to you for being an amazing dad and make sure your kids were staying connected to you even in the midst of your darkest moments. So yes. As you look back today, man, how would you say the whole experience kind of shaped you as a person?
That's a great question. When I look back, right, and I hate to sound preachy, but I am a man of God. You know, one thing that I did, what was revealed to me is that I needed to be where God needed me to be at the right moment, at the right time.
Yeah.
Because if I was still in the situation I was in, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Yeah.
I would never have experienced everything I've experienced to this moment. Yeah. So I would definitely say, trust the process.
Yeah.
It may not be exactly what we want or how we want it to go in life, but trust the process.
Yeah.
Because as long as you stay close to him, he will guide you the right way.
Absolutely. And again, as you look back today on your journey, would you do anything differently?
No.
That's good.
No, because if I would do anything differently, and this is how I think, it's kind of like the butterfly effect. Yeah. When I, if I do anything differently, I don't think that I would be where I am now. Yeah. If anything detoured just a little bit from the path that he had me on, it would change.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. That's a great response. And for my listeners out there, that's pretty much the response from 99% of my guests here on the show here as well. So I appreciate that response. You know, nice. Mark, coming off a year where a couple of years where people have lost possessions, they've lost finances, they lost loved ones, they've lost hope in many situations, man. What advice can you give to the folks listening out there right now who are trying to figure out, how do I stay in the game another day with the hope that things are going to get better? What advice can you give those folks?
You know, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to lose hope on everything, you know, in life, on my dreams, on my career, on my family. But I want to say that trust the process. Stay close to God. Because man will tell you, oh, don't do this, don't do that. Oh, it will never work. You know, we can never listen to what man tells us if God gave us a vision.
Right.
And we have to trust in him. You know, it may look like everything is crumbling, everything is falling apart, but we have to stay close to the Lord because he will lead and guide us and bring in the right people. And you'll just find yourself at the right place at the right time.
Right.
Not even knowing, you know, you may go get a cup of coffee and you may bump into somebody that just want to be a blessing to you. Yeah. And that's because you followed his path and you didn't even know it, but you didn't listen to anyone. You didn't veer off to the left or to the right. You didn't listen to everybody's opinions. And that was the biggest challenge for me, trying to avoid hearing everybody's opinions. Absolutely. You know, what I can't do, what I would never achieve, you know, and their dream is not your dream. So definitely, I would say, trust the process.
Man, that's great advice, Mark. I really appreciate that. And again, folks out there, hope you've been inspired by Mark's story. Mark, if folks want to get a hold of you again, what's the best way to do that?
Again, they can go to my Instagram at Mark Loring Apparel. And they can also email me at mark@markloringapparel.com.
Definitely reach out to his brother, man. Great guy, great inspiration to all of us, and support his clothing line as well. So, Mark, we talked about some tough stuff. You ready to have a little fun now?
Let's do it.
All right. This portion of our show is called our Rapid Fire Purpose Questions. I'm going to ask you some questions about purpose. I want you to give me and the audience your most concise answer. You ready?
Let's go.
Let's get it. All right. Mark, tell us what gives your life meaning.
My kids.
What one word best describes you?
Innovative.
What problem do you want to solve in our world?
Homelessness.
What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Draw.
Draw, okay, good. What do you wish you had more time to do?
Ooh. Wow. That's a good one. I would say spend more time with my kids.
Okay. What does your 15-year-old self imagine you'd be doing right now?
Motivating others.
Good. Who inspires you the most?
My children. Okay.
What's something about yourself we might be surprised to learn about you?
I'm resilient.
Good. What's on your bucket list to do within the next year?
Be on the Tyler Perry film.
There you go. Good. I love it. What's something you'll spend your time doing no matter what?
Reading.
Okay. What do you want your grandchildren to say about you?
He loves God.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
Healing.
Okay. Good. Good answer. What sparks your creativity?
Life.
Okay. If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
Oh, wow. that's a tough one. So many people. The law would probably pass first would be the anti-gun law.
Okay. Good. Okay. sure you get a lot of votes on that one. If you could follow someone around for a day, who would it be and why?
Jesus.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, everything that he's experienced and everything that he's went through, you know, definitely that would be him.
Absolutely. What do you love to do for others?
Encourage.
What's been the best gift someone's ever given you?
A book.
Okay. What's the name of the book?
It's called Think and Grow Rich.
Okay.
By great. Napoleon Hill.
One of my favorites. Absolutely. Absolutely. What's been the best compliment you've ever received?
The best compliment I've ever received would be you're a good dad. You're a great dad.
Okay. Good. And then what's been the one thing you have never been afraid to do?
Challenge myself.
Okay. What moment from your childhood are you most proud of?
Saving my mom's life.
Wow. Okay. Absolutely. It's a winner there. What does success look like for you?
Seeing others successful.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my children.
Okay. What's been the biggest lesson you have learned in life?
I would say, sorry, the plug. I would say that the biggest lesson I've learned in life is that's a deep question because I've been through so much, but I would just say never giving up.
Yeah, that's good. And last but not least, Mark, how do you want to be remembered in history?
As a man that followed God and helped change the world for a positive reason.
Man, that's awesome. Mark Lauren, you survived, man. Give yourself a round of applause, brother. Awesome job. You. Awesome job.
Thank you so much.
You know, folks out there, I hope you guys have been very, very inspired by Mark. And the last thing, Mark, I'm going to share with you, and I want you to share with us as well. Our podcast centers on two things, resiliency and purpose. What last words can you share with the audience around resiliency and purpose?
So to be resilient in your life, no matter what it is, you have to, and I've said this before, I keep saying this, it's kind of like, you got to trust the process, you know, because God gave you a purpose. He gave you a vision. And you have to have this sense of integrity, you know, and that goes a long way. Everything you have to do has to be meaningful, purposeful. Be willing to help. Be willing to always not feel like it's woe is me, woe is me. Because we all get like that. We all feel like that nobody loves us. Nobody's getting, you know, nobody's going to ever help me. Nobody's ever going to, you know, I'm never going to get that big whatever money or whatever it is, or I need money to make it happen. No, you don't. You know, all you need is faith. Yes. And you have to trust the process and be resilient. Whatever you're going through, trust the process.
Very well said. Folks, hope you guys have been very, very excited about my man, Mark Lauren's story. Great story, great motivator. One more time, Mark, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that?
They can reach me on Instagram at Mark Lauren Apparel. And they also can email me at mark@marklauringapparel.com.
Awesome. Folks, reach out to this brother. Hey, if you're someone out there and you have a story of overcoming, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com, share your story with us. Subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download this episode, rate it, share with your friends on social media. And for everyone else out there, I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. Peace and God blesses everyone.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.